Audio Boo. It's Friday morning, September 7th, and this is the long rambling Audio Boo I promised. So if you don't feel like listening to long rambling things, you might not want to listen to this. So I've been watching the Democratic National Convention for the last 3 days. If you follow me on Twitter, you're probably well aware of that. And you are probably also well aware that I am a supporter of Barack Obama and the rest of his party. And although I have been somewhat disappointed in the changes that he has made thus far, I'd say so far, compared to where we would have... People ask a lot about whether you are better off than you were 4 years ago. And it's a hard question, because there's a lot of things that factor into it. I don't think what the president is doing has a whole lot to do with it. I mean, there's only so much he can do about the economy. There's only so much he can do about creating individual jobs in the private sector and Congress and everybody else. I can't really say if I am better off than I am 4 years ago. I mean, I have college degrees, so that's something, but that didn't have anything to do with the president. That had to do with me. I had a job, and I don't have a job anymore, but that didn't have anything to do with anything either. That was the company. So it's really hard to, you know, say that you're worse off than you were 4 years ago just because of the president and the Congress and what they may or may not have done, because there's so many other factors involved, and, you know, it's just not right to just use that sort of metaphor, not a metaphor, but use that sort of questioning when you ask someone about that. But I'm a supporter of President Obama. I am a very strong believer in the values of the current Democratic Party. I gotta say, I'm not that well-versed on economic issues. I am definitely a social liberal. I mean, I think we've established that. And I am very, very happy with the foreign policy decisions that Mr. Obama and the Congress have made. Gotta say, super thrilled when Osama bin Laden was killed. As a New Yorker and as someone whose family was affected by 9/11, it was sort of an awesome thing. I mean, it's never awesome when someone is killed, but to see him brought to justice was, you know, nice. And I'm also very happy that thanks to Mr. Obama, the rest of the world likes us now, which is always good because I like to travel and I really don't want to be that one American who everybody hates. So I'm very happy with the fact that Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed, and that the president has taken a stance on gay marriage. I have many friends who might be affected, who would be affected by that, and that is really great that that the highest public figure in the land has voiced his decision on that. I am very much in favor of a woman's right to choose. I wouldn't say the choice to terminate a pregnancy would be my choice, but I don't think I have any right to allow to keep someone else from whatever her choice might be. And I think that the healthcare law is a really great step in the right direction. I think everybody has the right to healthcare, and unfortunately, not many people can afford the staggeringly high prices of medications these days, and doctor's bills, and things like that. As someone who is currently unemployed, living at home, I know a lot of other people in my situation, and being able to remain on our parents' insurance plans is just really helpful. We're not looking for handouts. We're not looking for help. We're not looking to be on welfare and Medicaid and Social Security for our whole lives. All we're looking for is some assistance as we work our way up, as we get that American dream that everybody talks about. We're not a culture of dependence. Somebody said something like that. I think Bill Clinton brought it up last night in his speech, which was awesome, by the way. We all have that in common. We all would like to move up in the world, and some people need more help doing that. Unfortunately, that's just how things work. And I think that with the Democrats in power, we will be able to eventually become a more equal society, and people will have a lot more opportunities than they might if certain people on the other side take power. And that's my opinion. I thought the convention speeches were very good. There were a number that I loved. Michelle Obama did a wonderful job. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver was epic last night. One of the things, though, that really struck me was they seemed to, pander. I mean, pander probably isn't the right word, but I'm going to say pander to every single minority out there. The women, the gays, the Hispanics, African-Americans somewhat, veterans, which I think was great. But veterans aren't a minority, but I mean, group that is not old, rich, white males. The one group that was not mentioned, or barely mentioned at all, and didn't receive anything other than a passing mention in the occasional speech, were Americans with disabilities. And as an American with a disability, I found that incredibly disappointing. When I voted for Barack Obama in 2008, one of the things that struck me and that I was really happy about was that we were mentioned. He brought us up in his inauguration speech, in his acceptance speech. We were part of the group he was going to bring change to. I was really excited when I found out that his disability advisor, Karim Dale, was a blind guy, and that he had appointed Kathy Martinez to the OPM, and I really had very high hopes. And yes, he has done a great deal to assist us. I mean, certainly the healthcare bill. He and the Congress have made wonderful strides in assisting disabled veterans, which I think is just awesome for them. But as an American with a disability, it's hard not to feel disenfranchised. We have a hard enough time with society in general, and it's very difficult when you're watching this convention, or any convention. I didn't watch the Republicans, but something tells me we weren't mentioned over there much either. It's hard to watch all of these politicians talking about how great they're going to make the country and all of the wonderful changes and how they're working to make this a more equal and just society for everyone and not mention us. And we're still second-class citizens, I guess you could say. I mean, we're still facing the lowest unemployment of anybody. We still are not getting the education we need and deserve. A lot of us still can't find accessible housing or accessible electronics. Forget about that. You know, I mean, I'm disappointed, I gotta say. I think the Democrats will do a better job in general, disability-wise, than the Republicans would do, and I'm looking forward to hearing what the president and also Mitt Romney have to say. AAPD usually puts out a questionnaire to the presidential candidates regarding various disability issues, and I really hope they answer that, because I'd like to have more of an idea of what I'm facing when I go into the voting booth. And I really hope that more people with disabilities enter the political arena and to help make our community more visible. I really admire Tammy Duckworth, who is a disabled veteran from Illinois, who is running for Congress this year. I really hope she wins. If you live in Illinois' 6th district, I believe, please vote for her. She's pretty cool. We need people to fight for us. We need people to speak for us. Obviously, we speak for ourselves, but we need people that are more visible. We need someone to get up in front of the convention speakers, and we need to be seen in the delegation. Like, there were a lot of comments that said that the Democratic delegation really reflected America in the fact that it was comprised of many women and minorities, and that's wonderful. But what about people with disabilities? Were there any disabled delegates there? No one said anything about that. So, as much as I like the direction that the Democratic Party is going in, and as proud as I am to be a supporter of them, and I will do my best to make sure that President Obama is reelected and that the many local Democrats are also elected. I'm volunteering for one, a state Senate candidate here on Long Island. I really hope that he gets elected, because I think he can bring some wonderful changes to our county. I still would love to see more visibility by people of various disability groups, and maybe when the Democrats meet in 2016, when there's a roll call, there'll be someone in a wheelchair going up to announce how many who their state is voting for, or a deaf person with their interpreter, or a blind person with their dog. You know, that would be kind of nice. I want us to have... our moment like that. Why did the thing just talk? Are we still going? Pause recording. Yes, we're still going. Okay. Yeah, so that's what I would like. I don't want to feel disenfranchised anymore. I want to feel like I'm part of something. And I want to feel like the party that I am willing to support and I've spoken out for actually see me as a person worth talking to and supporting back. So that's my rambling little chat about the Democratic National Convention. I'll probably be talking about a lot more about politics in the future, and hopefully Ryan Cronin, who is the candidate I'm volunteering with, will probably do some events. Maybe I'll do some recordings from those. And this should be an interesting few months. Those of you who are Republicans on my Twitter timeline, it's not going to be easy. I really try hard not to join debates. So if I don't reply to your tweets, it's because I really don't want to say something I regret. So let's just be friends, okay? I mean, you guys are good guys. And any other time of the year, we agree on quite a lot. So that's all I'm going to say about that. You know who you are. Anyway, so aside from that, been a good week. I've been enjoying the Paralympics. I hope you have also. Speaking of disability visibility, I really hope that some of the Paralympians that come home, a lot of them are disabled veterans, will maybe bring some more disability visibility to the disability community. I haven't really been paying as much attention to that as I would like over the past 3 days, but there's been some great stuff going on. And tomorrow I leave on my cruise! Yay! I'm going to Nova Scotia and Halifax, Nova Scotia, and St. John's, New Brunswick in Canada. It's going to be awesome. We're going on a Disney cruise line, so there's going to be all kinds of fun Disney touches, and I'm hoping to get some recordings in. I probably won't have a lot of internet access because it's insanely expensive to both use your data network and pay and get Wi-Fi on the ship, but there's Starbucks in Canada. I can pop in and check my email and stuff. So I will be doing some recordings, which I will probably end up posting after the trip. And I look forward to sharing my Canadian adventure with you. So thank you for bearing with me through this long rambly ramble. Don't forget to be awesome. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to do your research before you vote. Don't just go with what your family and friends might be telling you to go with. Go with your heart. Go with what you believe down in your soul. And just vote, because voting is the most important thing you can do as an American. It is your right. If you don't vote, you have no right to complain next year when the person that you dislike takes office. So yeah, I'm gonna go now. Night night, everyone.